The Reverend Bernice King, daughter of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., says that her father was a freedom fighter and a civil rights leader, but his essence was something else. He was a pastor, says King. He was a prophet. He was a faith leader. We can never forget that it was faith in the Spirit of God itself that fueled, that infused the movement that led to great change and transformation. Like Dr. King, we live in a time that begs for courageous truth telling. Addressing the apostles' reticence to speak up, Jesus says today, fear no one. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. The Universal Synod was in the news this week as the Vatican published a working document outlining the parameters for ongoing discussion. The document centers on listening to the voices of those in church and society who feel marginalized and excluded, including the poor, young people, divorced and remarried Catholics, and those seeking the ordination of women deacons and marriage for priests. And it includes Catholics who are LGBTQ+, and uses that term. That persons who identify as queer, and those of all gender identities are now part of conversations about inclusion in the Roman Catholic Church, conversations at the highest level is nothing less than remarkable in our slowly evolving tradition. No, church doctrine and practice won't suddenly change. But welcoming the truth-telling of all, the essence of synodality, is the seed of renewal and reform. The gospel of Jesus Christ is more than encouragement. It is courage itself. Jesus doesn't offer a pep talk. He offers his very self. His heroic mission was animated by his intimate communion with his Father. Our dedication to the mission of courageous truth-telling must be fueled by and infused with the same communion. We live Jesus. Jeremiah proclaims today, the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. Jesus is my champion. Remember that.